Come on in. We're ready to go again. Just a couple of quick things to mention before we get going on the second half. Just because the concert ends doesn't mean the evening ends or that the festival ends. There's plenty more going on. Not only is there a dance immediately following the concert out in the dance pavilion, which if you just head outside and back to that corner, you'll find it. You'll find it easily because it's a Zydeco dance. You'll hear it if you don't see it right away, but I think you'll see it. Also, the Ice House is open. It's over on the other side of campus. If you're new to campus, just ask some folks. There's beer available there and should be lots of music all around and on the Halleyhurst porch, the great house that's also across that side of campus. There are lots, the porch wraps around three sides, so check all the corners because there could be Cajun music on one side, old time on the other, all happening at the same time. And tomorrow morning at 10:30 to noon is gospel singing in the chapel. That's a long time Augusta Festival tradition, and it's a great way to finish things off before you head down the road. So don't forget those things. A quick personal announcement for Mary Phelan. Margo has your fiddle. So. It's pretty amazing, as many of us have as much great and important instruments around, and we don't lose them. Our first performer for the second half is Bruce Molsky, who's been here this week teaching advanced fiddle. Any of Bruce's students out there? I knew you were. They've been playing music so hard, they're kind of quiet out there. But he's a great, great musician and is headed on a tour next year called Fiddlers 3. Keep an eye out. See if they're coming to your town. It'll be Bruce Molsky, Daryl Anger, and Michael Doucet. So that'll be a great show. And also he'll be in Australia with Andy Irvine and Donald Lunny. So keep an eye out for Bruce Molsky on the road. He's got several recordings available out here, and I think the store will still be open a bit after the concert. His most recent release, Poor Man's Troubles, won the 2001 Indie Award for Best Traditional Folk, so it's a great one. Congratulations to Bruce, and here he is to play for you now, Mr. Bruce Molsky.
Thank you. Well, it's been quite a week for me. Been, as you heard, a teacher for advanced old time fiddle, and it's been more like being a border collie, trying to keep everybody circled up. And by the end of the week, they were all standing facing the same direction, playing the tune just perfectly, and it was just great. I really had a nice time. And I guess for those who work here at Augusta, this is the end of the big push of work. And so I wish you all some rest. In fact, they may have gone home already, I don't know. Here's a tune from the great Fred Cockrum, Low Gap, North Carolina, and it's called Roustabout. Of African music and a big student of how much that has to do with our American traditional music and our American pop music and our jazz and everything we listen to. Just listen to the rhythms of West Africa. And if you're wondering why our music is different than about everywhere else in the world, you'll hear it. So I wrote this piece in kind of a West African guitar style, and it doesn't have a name yet. You all seem so nice, I thought I'd road test it on you. And it goes a little something like this. Did you ever see that New Yorker comic? It's got the symphony conductor, and he's got tie and tails, and the symphony orchestra standing behind him all erect, and all these people in fur coats and stuff, and he says, and now we're going to play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and it goes a little something like this. We've done, among other really fun things, a lot of tuning this week. Anybody, especially my students, feeling like they had heard a concert that didn't include everything that a fiddle concert should include. In fact, my wife went to a concert recently and of another fiddler. How dare she? And she came back and I asked her how it was, and she says, well, she said, it was a whole lot like you. It's, between every song, he was going, meow, meow, meow. Well, Martha was kind enough to tell you about this CD that won this award this year, and I'm really proud of it. There's a tune on the CD called Peg and All, A-W-L. And on that CD, I get to play it with Daryl Anger playing beautiful baritone violin underneath. But he's not here. And I'm going to try it anyway, and I'm going to try and get some of his parts. Playing things I can't play on strings I don't have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's dry up here.
At this time, I'd like to bring out a really great fiddler who also happens to be a great guitar player. And I'm bummed because I missed a set because I was getting ready for my set because you heard him right before the break. Please welcome Bob Herring. You never want to pick up a guitar that I've played before because you never know what tuning it's going to be in. Have you had a nice evening so far? I hope you realize, I know you realize, how lucky you are to have something like Augusta here in your community. Because there's not a whole lot of, well, let's put it this way, there's not a whole lot of places in this country that do as much to support traditional arts and things that don't make big commercial enterprise profitable. We play the music because we love it, and we appreciate having a place like Augusta to do it. So thanks to them. Here's the Red Steer.
Bob.
Thanks very much. I've just got one more piece for you. We're not done yet. Great more music to come. AEA C sharp. It's not for everybody, but you know who you are. feel very lucky to be able to kind of make my way playing music. I hesitate to use the word living, but I enjoy it, and I've been out and about for about 5 weeks now, and I'm going home tomorrow, so here's something I like to sing at the end of these long trips, and a couple of fiddle tunes, and thanks very much for everything. Really appreciate your a wonderful audience.
If the times don't get much better here, I'm going down the road, I'm going for to leave you. Times don't get much better here, on down the road I'm gone. If the times don't get much better here, I'm going back to Virginia, my baby's waiting for me. She's not there when I get home, on down the road I'm gone. If the times don't get much better, down the road I'm gone. Thank you.
That was Bruce Molsky.
Wow.
MPSKGQ, that was the missing persons gospel quartet folks. Your friend of mine, Bill Kimmins, just let me know that they sold out of their CDs, but they've got a pad of paper out there. They're taking names if you still want to get a recording. There are more in the world, so be sure and just leave them a name and address, and they'll see that you get that. I mentioned living in the Midwest, and I am a native Illinoisan. I lived here. Yay, let's hear it for Flatland, yes. I lived in Elkins for a couple years, and I had an opportunity to live in Wisconsin for a while, and I still, there's Wisconsin, yay. Nothing was quite right till I was back in the middle of my cornfields where I could see straight lines forever. And I've talked about that a lot when I lived here. So when I come back to Elkins, which I've done every summer for the last 10 and off and on before that, I'm very conscious of the place that I come to. There's a real sense of place, and I think that's one of the things that makes Augusta important to a lot of people, is that what we do here is more than just the tunes that we learn or just the objects that we make. It's the idea of the place that they come from and the people that they come from and all the things that go into making them what they are. And that's part of what we treasure and part of what makes Augusta special. Which leads me to the next part of my survey, which is where people are from. And I just thought maybe we'd sort of clap. First of all, who's here, who actually lives here in Elkins? It's a great crowd, that's great. And a lot of those folks who live here in Elkins have a lot to do with keeping Augusta running and making it happen. And I know we greatly appreciate the local support. Also, well, who's from Greater West Virginia? And the environment is around there. We start getting a little further afield. My geography's bad. What do you call sort of the eastern? Is this the eastern seaboard if we talk about Virginia and on down in there? Anyway, who's from east of Ohio? That's a long ways from the seaboard, I know. How about New England? Some. How about the Midwest? Yay. Bob Bovey, who was here teaching this week, hails from Nebraska. Who else is from the Great Plains? Ooh, it's harder to get here from there. That's far away. The West Coast? Anybody that goes all the way out there? That's pretty good. Canada? I know there's usually some. Any other foreign countries? Who else is from foreign countries? All right. That's right, Mary's here from Ireland and other places. Who drove 100 to 300 miles to get here? Is this any fun? I'm having fun. Who drove 301 to 600 miles to get here? That's me. Okay. Who drove 601 to 1,000 miles to get here? I shouldn't just say drove, traveled, if you traveled anyway. Anybody who traveled more than 1,000 miles to get here? Yes, amazing. And of course, part of what this leads me to is kind of a long-standing tradition. It's more or less long-standing tradition. When I get to MC a concert, I always like to sort of think about who's here and some information beyond just what you get in the classes and what's going on. And have begun making a habit of informing you all of the average zip code of the participants at Augusta this week. And so with the help of folks in the Augusta office, I get a roster of people and do a little math. And so what I discovered is that this year, and it moves around a bit year to year, so it's always kind of interesting. This year, for Old Time Week, just those that were here for Old Time Week, the average zip code was 29941, which is Shelton, South Carolina. I just wondered, anybody here from Shelton, South Carolina? No, okay. Anybody here from South Carolina in general? Okay, there you go. So, you know, you're in this old-time center of the universe, as far as I can tell. Cajun Week, on the other hand, your average zip code is 34952, which is Port St. Lucie, Florida. I thought it was kind of interesting. It could be Port St. Lucie, eh? A little farther south, makes sense. But here's the cool thing. It's the first time this has ever happened. Okay, if you take everybody here this week, the average zip code was 30882, which has no town. I mean, 30882 wasn't in the book. But if you round that up to the closest zip code, what else would you do? This is logical. Okay, if you round it up, you get 30901. Actually, 30901 to 30999 is in Georgia. It's a big city in Georgia. You want to guess what it is? It's Augusta. Swear to God. I got goosebumps. In 1982, I think about history while I'm here too. In 1982, Mr. Dewey Balfa came to Augusta to teach a Cajun fiddle class, one little class, Cajun fiddle. And I guess Augusta never looked back. There's been Cajun in the program ever since, and of course that's what grew into the current Cajun Week with music, with fiddles, accordion, guitar, rhythms, triangle, dance, cooking, culture, language, everything, as the whole large week that it is. Our final performers for the evening, the group Balfa Toujours, formed as a group in 1993, just for the purpose of making a tribute recording after the death of Dewey Balfa. Not really expecting to do much more than that, but instead becoming a full-time band, touring, of course, all over the country. Many of you know all about them, and that's one of the reasons you're here this week. So now they have 5 recordings. Their latest live at Whiskey River was recorded live at one of their favorite clubs, and Christine tells me it's Cajun music the way it's meant to be played, because there's dancers and there's a party and there's atmosphere, so that's what it's all about. So here to play for you tonight, Balfa Toujours is here, Christine Balfa, Dewey's daughter, of course, Kevin Wimmer, who was in the Dewey fiddle class, Christine's cousin, Courtney Granier, Peter Schwarz is playing bass, and they're joined tonight by Paul Daigle, filling in for Dirk Powell, going to play accordion. So please welcome Balfa Toujours.
Thank you so much. Woohoo! Hi, Eileen. Let's see. There it is. How are y'all doing out there? Pretty incredible week, huh? I tell you, it went by too quickly. I get myself settled. All these extra things here. We're gonna play you some Cajun music, and we've sure enjoyed the concert so far. We were so happy to find out that it was Old Time Week and Cajun Week, because we have a lot of, well, first of all, we love old time music, but we have a lot of friends that were on staff, so a lot of the Cajuns and old time people didn't sleep much, because there was a lot of playing amongst us all, but not quite situated. We're really happy to have Mr. Paul Daigle here, filling in on accordion, and I don't know how many of you saw him at the dance last night.
Thank you.
And what you feel like playing to start off, Paul?
Well, we can open it up with a Mamu two-step.
Mamu's a little town in southwest Louisiana. A lot of musicians come from down there. If you ever have the chance to go to Louisiana, you definitely want to check out that town there.
Got a bad connection.
Push it all the way in. There you go. Isn't this all acoustic music great? All these we have all these wires everywhere. All right, the Mamu two-step.